We have a busy program, as we mentioned, here in hour number two. And we check in with a big project that's coming up tomorrow, and I wish I could give a better forecast. But joining us this morning is Joshua Peterson. He is the NALC Branch 828 president and one of the local lead organizers of the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. That's right. Tomorrow is our 26th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, happening right here in Bloomington, Indiana.
And folks have seen the bags attached to their mail and in their mailboxes here recently. And we need to fill those up tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. Obviously, you guys are not working on Sundays. So what do we need to do to get ready for tomorrow?
Well, Glass, one of the simplest things about this food drive is the letter carriers have delivered a reminder food drive card to you over the last week, right there in your mailbox. Attached to the card is a Kroger bag, a grocery shopping bag, and all we're asking is that to make this easy, just fill the bag with a donation such as canned goods, and your letter carrier is going to pick that up and deliver it to the food bank free of charge. It's a labor of love. We will be happy to deliver that to the food bank free of charge.
And the Hoosier Hills Food Bank is your partner in this as well. All right, look, I always want to keep things simple for people. You don't want these hanging on the box. Where do you want me to put this full bag of food? What is the easiest way for your carriers to be able to pick this up?
Well, Glass, I promise we'll be looking for the food no matter where you leave it. But typically for the folks who have a mounted box, the curbside box, go ahead and hang it off the box or stick it right inside.
Okay.
Those who have a mailbox up on their front porch, it's just as easy if you want to attach to your box, but we understand, and if you leave it right on the ground near your mailbox, we'll be looking for it.
Yeah, we don't want to have everybody get out of the truck if they don't have to get out of the truck. We know that you guys have a ton of stuff to pick up with it. Now, there are some things, Josh, that you don't want in these bags. We want to help the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. We know they've been a little bit low and too low here recently, but there are some items that we just don't want to put in those bags because they're going to make your job harder, not easier.
That's right, Glass. As we sort through these donations, there are a few things that we just can't use, and that includes anything that's expired. The Hoosier Hills Food Bank has some strict regulations that they have to adhere to, so nothing that's expired, no open food. So unfortunately, those half-eaten boxes of cereal just won't work.
Yeah, don't do that.
And the Hoosier Hills Food Bank can't accept perishable food directly from regular customers. It has there's a government process there as well. So those homegrown items such as garden vegetables, carrots, lettuce, tomatoes, that sort of thing, we just can't use those straight off of the street. So avoiding those. Now, glass jars are certainly acceptable. We just need your help. As letter carriers, we're going to be dragging quite a bit of food around, and if we don't have glass jars that are packed very well, such as a little extra newspaper or a double bag, we just hope that the glass jars won't break. Because once something breaks and gets all over the food in that bag,
yeah,
it becomes a little bit daunting, and it may cause something else to not be able to be used. So glass jars are tough. We definitely want to take them. We just need them to be packed very well so that they don't bust open.
We're speaking with Joshua Peterson. He's the president of the NALC Branch 828, the letter carriers here in Bloomington. They have partnered up with the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. 26 years, Josh. This has been a pretty good partnership. Tell me how it got started.
Well, it actually started 26 years ago with a group of letter carriers who wanted to have some type of project to help their local community food banks. It started out pretty small. And right here in Bloomington, we had a group of about 10 letter carriers come together and try to make that impact. As the years grow by, now we have almost 200 letter carriers all across South Central Indiana picking up the food donations. We start preparing almost 10 months ago for this day. And as I mentioned, 10 months worth of preparing, we start with bag folding, getting the postcards printed up, going out into the community meetings, such as the downtown Bloomington their organization, and we let all of our neighborhood communities know, getting in newsletters, just so that we can have the most impact in helping the food bank. We want to make this as easy as possible. So leaving that food donation at your mailbox on Saturday is all you need to do, and we can take it from there.
And this time of year is excellent as well. Usually when we hear, hey, can we help out, it's usually around holiday time. So this kind of stands out by itself. So I think that's a pretty smart date to do that as well, because you're not caught up in the holiday season of everything else. You guys kind of stick out there. So good job on that. How long have you been president?
I have been president of the local branch for 3 years now. I've been a letter carrier right here in Bloomington for 10 years. And each of these years, I have worked on Food Drive Day. And I can tell you that we've been ramping up all week. I have letter carriers in Bloomington that have been doing this all 26 years and have never missed a Food Drive Day. They just love it.
One, it's a great cause and a great thing. And as you mentioned, how easy is it? All you have to do is find a bag, whether it's a plastic bag or a brown bag, fill it up. Just make sure the stuff is not perishable and is not expired. And all you have to do is stick it by your mailbox. This is the easiest food drive ever.
It is. And it's so important to our local Hoosier Hills Food Bank. One of the best benefits of a food drive like this is the Hoosier Hills Food Bank depends on these donations, because the variety of food that we receive is so important. The food bank has opportunities where they could purchase like a pallet, a large quantity of green beans. But when they're helping their partner agencies and they're helping the people in need, we want to be able to give them something more than just green beans.
Sure.
So when customers donate through our food drive, the variety of food is tremendous. So I really hope that our community can come through to help the food bank be able to help those in need.
Now, in this food drive in the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, this is not a Bloomington only. This is Bloomington's a big part of it. Talk about all the other communities that are involved with this as well.
Absolutely, Mike. Right here in South Central Indiana, our food drive covers as far south as the French Lick, Paoli, West Baden, coming all the way up 37, and all those communities on either side, Olytic, Orleans, Mitchell. And we go as far north as the Martinsville area, over towards Cloverdale, Patricksburg, more towards Linton, Bloomfield, Spencer, Worthington, Jasonville. There's letter carriers, both rural and city letter carriers, that are going to be picking up that food. This is the largest nationwide food drive. Those cities that I named off are the ones that I work with, but letter carriers all across the country are going to be looking for this food.
And this is all on the same day, so if you have relatives that just don't live in the area, it doesn't matter. This should be going on everywhere?
This should be going on everywhere.
Wow. Well, this is a big deal. All right. I just thought it was
a regional thing. Like I said, it's a nationwide food drive. It's the largest food drive in the entire country. So it's really awesome to be a part of an effort that reaches so many people.
You're absolutely right, and this is great. And anytime we can help out and get the message out to help you guys, we're more than happy to do it. We know Julio Alonso in that group; they are fighting uphill. And I don't know why the last few years we could get into the societal issues about it, but I know their levels have been low. And this is a great way to fill up the food bank. And we appreciate you and your group, the NALC Branch 828. Do you have any sponsors you want to help thank here before we let you get back to work on a busy Friday?
Sure. I'd like to be sure to thank Kroger for their sponsorship. The United Food and Commercial Workers are also an important part with the sponsorship of our cards. The United States Postal Service for allowing us to collect this food. The United Way of Monroe County, including Liz Feidel and Jen Hoddle, their efforts are they're endless in helping us prepare for this food drive. And then the National Rural Letter Carriers Association is definitely an important part. And then a few other local sponsors include the Herald Times and all of the neighborhood organizations who have help get the word out. We really appreciate everybody's efforts in making this such a successful day.
Yeah, and you got a nice nice write-up again today on page A3, a good article there from Jonathan Streetman as well. So hopefully we get that message out because we want to stamp out hunger along with you guys. If people need more information, Josh, I don't know what other information you'd really need, but if they need a spot to go to look at some facts, where's the best place they can find some information or share this information with somebody who they think might not know about it?
Well, one of the most simple ways is to check out our website, which is stampouthungersci.org. And that's stampouthungersci.org. The SCI stands for South Central Indiana. There's no spaces. There's no punctuation. It's just one long word.
Throw it in your Googleometer. That'll spit it right out for you.
Absolutely. The other option is you can find a lot of information at HHFB.org, which stands for the Hoosier Hills Food Bank's website. You will find it there. And if you want to search through Facebook, you'll find us on the United Way of Monroe County's Facebook page or branch828.org on Facebook as well. There's lots of information, including things that we're looking for as far as donations, things that would help. And then there's plenty of locations. One last thing to let people know is, if you're going to be out of town, you can certainly go ahead and leave that food out on Monday. We'll still be looking for it.
Oh, good. Great.
But there will be donation barrels at all post offices within this listing area. And we have donation barrels at all four of Bloomington's Kroger food stores. So you can drop off your donation starting today. And it will be there through the weekend.
Now,
so,
I had
the barrels as well.
I had an interesting question because I look out my window and see apartment buildings. What happens if I live in an apartment? How will that work? If there's a bank of mailboxes in a building, how would that work?
Well, actually, we do have quite a bit of delivery that's centralized like that in the cluster type delivery.
Right.
You can certainly leave your donation right there at those boxes, and we will be out looking for it early tomorrow. Some of those neighborhoods have what we call a parcel locker, which is the boxes next to the mailboxes. You can put those donations inside those boxes as well. We will be looking in all of our parcel lockers across the community. So don't feel like you're left out. We are certainly going to be looking on top of those boxes and around those boxes. Donations.
Right. We wanted to make sure that everybody could get involved with this. You're going to have enough room in your trucks? And how about the guys on foot? How are they going to do this?
Well, I was one of those guys until very recently. I did a different route. But those guys will be wearing their satchel. They'll be trying to juggle the mail and get those donations picked up. But we do have community partners from the Hoosier Hills Food Bank and some of our family members of our letter carriers will be out trying to canvass the neighborhoods too to help lighten the load just a tiny bit so that we can still get the mail delivered. But we really look forward to this this day. So those letter carriers are prepared with whatever donations we find. I used to make jokes with my customers that I want you to make me drive
right.
the truck to your house.
Make
so
me come back. Make me come back to the neighborhood. Yeah, so let's work for one day. Now, we know your job is rain, snow, and all that. The mail has to get delivered, and we appreciate all the hard work. But we hope tomorrow you and your crew are exhausted come the end of the day from hauling all this food to help out the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. Josh, great job. Put us on your list for next year. We'd love to help get this message out because, as you mentioned, the Hoosier Hills Food Bank needs some help in our community, does a great job providing it. So we're going to let you get ready. You probably should take a nap this afternoon so you're ready to go for a big Saturday tomorrow. We thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mike. We really appreciate it.
That's Josh Peterson. He is the branch president, 828 president of the National Association of Letter Carriers right here in Bloomington, and one of the lead local organizers of tomorrow's food drive. Hoosier HHFoodBank.org, StampOutHungerSCI.org will give you all of your answers to all of your questions. It's really simple, as Josh mentioned. Take a bag, fill it with canned goods that aren't expired or grown in your backyard, stick it by your mailbox no matter how. These guys are going to pick it up and help fill up the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. Great idea, 26 years of doing so, national program, and a great job from Josh this morning.